Amen.
Okay. Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Amen. When all kids go to the back. Amen. All kids go to the back. For the children's church. The youth church is in the back. Amen. Amen. And while you're standing, could you open your books up? Acts chapter 19. Amen. Amen. And we will be reading verse 13 through 17. Acts chapter 19, verses 13 through 17. Amen. That's Acts 19, verses 13 through 17. I still see pages turning, so we give them another minute. Amen. 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 It's just good to be church. Amen. 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 Yeah, deacons and nurses, anybody having problems finding it, could you just raise your hands and we have a deacon or usher to come in and help you out. Yeah, okay. It looks like we all there, Deacon. Go ahead.
Acts 19:13 says, Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, We adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preaches. And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew and chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus, I know, and Paul, I know, but who are you? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped out on them and overcome them and prevailed against them. Sorry, y'all. So that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling at the Ephesus. And few fell on them. Yeah, I'm sorry. Fear. And fear fell on them all. And the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified, and many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds, many of them also, which used curious arts, bought their books together and burned them before all men. And they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Oh, gracious Father, we come in once again. Lord God, giving thanks to you. Lord God, we just can't thank you enough, for truly you've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. Lord God, I take this opportunity to thank you for allowing me to stand here before your people, Lord God, and to preach your word. But Lord God, I ask that you give them an ear to hear what it is you have to say through me. Lord, it's these and all your many blessings I continue to give you thanks in your darling son Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. Amen. Okay, before I get started here, I'd just like to take this opportunity to thank my pastor, amen, for giving me this opportunity to stand up here before you people and preach the word. I thank all my brothers and sisters in Christ, and I thank you for coming out, amen. 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 The title of today's sermon for me will be, Who Are You? Amen. 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 And we're going to talk a little bit about your name. We're going to talk a little bit about staying in your lane. Amen. A little bit about knowing your role. Now, I know me. Amen. I have it written out and I got it all lined up here, but it don't always come out that way. So y'all just work with me. Amen. Amen. Y'all know me, Pilgrim Branch. So those of you who've been around, y'all know I have two things for y'all. Amen. Amen. Two good newses for y'all. Amen. Good news number one is that I am speaking. Amen. Amen. Good news number two is I won't be before you long. Amen. Amen, Pilgrim Branch. Don't y'all mess with me. Amen. Listen. Here we have here, and we're going to get to that. We have some sons of the high priest. Amen. And they going around and literally commanding evil spirits to come out of people. Amen. Amen. But what they did, they used Paul's name. Amen. They say in the name of Paul. Now let's think about names. See, names are important to us. Amen. Or they should be. Amen. Your name should be important to you. I know I'm a Brown. Amen. And I was told many years ago that of this Brown clan, you from a respectable, honest, hardworking people. You do things to help folks and not hinder folks. You show respect to folks. You don't go around doing evil things because you are a Brown. Amen. And that's no different from y'all's last name. Amen. You come from a proud people. Now, where did we get sidetracked where we have some people taking your name and abusing it and misusing your name? I mean, it happens, people. You know, long time ago, you could, your forefathers built up a name that you could go somewhere in a store and you could buy stuff just on the name that your parents them had built up, because people trust you. Amen. And so we can see that names are important. Names are important. Look. Listen. Let's look at two characters in the Bible. Amen. We're going to look at, first of all, Simon. Amen. We know who Simon was, right? Okay. Now look how God did Simon. And now we'll look at how God did Saul. Amen? Okay. So first of all, here we go. God came to in Matthew's 13, the chapter 13, we see how God came to Caesarea. And when he came to Caesarea, he approached the disciples. Amen? And when he approached them, he asked them the question. He says, who do people say that I am? Who do people say that I am? And so they said, well, they say that you are John the Baptist. Some say that you are Elijah. Some say that you are Jeremiah. Amen? And so others say that you are a prophet. And so Jesus asked them, he says, well, who do you say that I am? And so Simon spoke up. Now his name is Simon. Amen? He spoke up. And what did he say? He says, thou art the what? The son of what? the living God. And then Jesus answered Simon and said, look, Simon, flesh and blood did not tell you this. And right then, he says what? Thou or who? Peter. Upon that confession, God says, thou art Peter. So God here had changed Simon's name from Simon to Peter. It was important that God did this. Now look, you would think that God really didn't know what he was doing here, but he did. Amen? Because guess what? This Simon, this Peter, he was okay. He was not that bad. But boy, that Saul. Now Saul was a rascal. I'm telling you, trust me. The Bible says that he created havoc on God's people. We're talking about Saul creating havoc on God's people. Listen. The Bible says that this Saul guy, he went to the high priest and asked for letters so that he could take to Damascus. Y'all know the story. That's not new to y'all. He wanted letters to take to Damascus for what? To persecute. Now the Bible says that he wasn't only looking for guys, but he was looking for women too. He wanted to round them all up. In case y'all didn't know, letters today, in today's term, that's an arrest warrant. He wanted an arrest warrant to go and arrest all these, he says, everybody that he could find who was of the way, who was Christian, men and women. This guy was something else. Listen. And on his way, y'all know the story. Let me hurry through it. Listen. On his way, we know what happened, right? Light came, boom, boom. One, and here Saul on his beast, he falls down, and he can't see, God didn't blind him, and God says, Simon, why are you persecuting me? Why are you doing this? Amen? And so God told him to go on his way. He couldn't see, but the people with him had to take him into Damascus. And they said, and the Bible says he was there 3 days, couldn't see. But they say he had a dream. He had a dream that this guy would come and touch him and he'd get his sight back. That was Ananias. Amen. Now look, you know the story, right? Right? God came to Ananias and said, look, I need you to go and see this Paul guy. And of course, because Paul had what? A reputation. So people knew this guy. Why? His name was Saul, and they knew what he was doing. So he had created a reputation that when the name, when God had told Ananias to go see Saul, Ananias knew exactly. Say, man, this, are you sure? That you want me to go and see this guy been persecuting your people. Saul, name. Now you would think, watch God. You would think that after Ananias went and saw Saul, gave him his sight back and all of this, well, Saul went because he was called for what? Saul was called by God for what? To preach to who? The Gentiles. He was called by God to take the message to the Gentiles. Amen. Now, after this had happened to Saul, Saul changed. He was not the same. Do you think God changed Saul's name? Because now we know him as Paul. No. God did not change Saul's name to Paul. You would think he did, because after this experience, he just changed. He had a whole entire a new lease on life, you could say. Amen? Amen. But God never did change his name to Paul. Okay, listen. He had two names. His name was Saul, and his name was Paul. Amen? Because the Bible says that Saul was a what? He was a Jew. He says he was a Hebrew of Hebrews. Amen? But Saul's dad was a Roman. Saul's dad was a Roman. And it's just like today. Amen? It's just like today. If you have a kid somewhere in a foreign country, by you being American, your child is an American. Your child is an American. So because Saul's dad was Roman, he had a Roman name. And so you see in the Bible, as you go and go on and read in the Bible, sometime around Acts chapter 19, I believe it is, that you'll see the name Paul is mentioned from then throughout the rest of the Bible. And not Saul. But it was because of the work that he was doing. Because he was taking a message to the Gentiles, and the Gentile people was more familiar with the name Paul. There, it was more of a Gentile name. And that's what Paul says, I became all things to all people. So he used his Gentile name while he was carrying the message to the Gentile people. Amen. And so that's how we get to this place about name. Listen. Also, listen, we got to learn how to stay in our lanes. Amen? Amen. Listen. These seven sons here of the high priest who went around and commanding demons to come out of folks. Listen, I read in some... This thing was a practice that people did, and a lot of people did it for gain. They did it to make money. Amen. Now the Bible don't say that these seven sons did that for money, but they was going around and they was using the name of Paul. They out of their lanes. They out of their lanes. They should not have been going around using the name of Paul. You know what they should have did was got them some Jesus. And then they could go and command the demons to come out of the people in the name of Jesus, just like Paul would. But they did not do that. They was all out of their lane, just like we do sometimes. We get all out of our lanes. Listen, y'all not going to like me. Listen. 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 The Bible says that God made ladies to be what? Amen. Who said help me? Help me. That's what the Bible said. Am I right about it? Huh? Now look, if I'm wrong, just tell me I'm wrong. Amen? But the Bible says that he made woman to be a helpmate. A helpmate to who? Amen. a helpmate to the who? Oh, okay. Helpmate to the husband. Now, look. Where did we get on now that if God made you to be the helpmate, how did you get to be the head? Why are you going around here taking the man's spot? Ain't got anything to do with Adam. Listen. God rule is God rule. Amen. And every time you take the place and get out of your lane, the Spirit tells you, Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you? Now you'll do this and you'll go around and you come in church and you shout. And you say, glory. Oh, God, I love you. And the Spirit says, Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you? And listen. Guys, look, you don't get off the hook. Simple. Why would God send you a helpmate if you don't need one? Does that make sense? Did he give you three eyes? Did he give you three ears? How about two noses? Six legs? God didn't give you none of that. You got everything you need. You have everything you need, including a helpmate. You have everything you need, include your helpmate. Don't you go out here and thinking that you can outpower these ladies with your brain. You can't. You can't do that. You may think you can, and you're going to end up somewhere you don't know, you don't want to be. You need help. You need help. And that's what he sent your mate for. You are not excused. Listen, you go around here and misuse her. If you want, you be out of your lane. Know your role, man. Know your role. We need to know our role. We need to know what we're supposed to do. We can't go around doing all this stuff. Listen. Even here at the church, we get to the place and the preacher is up there preaching. Amen. I'm already too long. Listen. And then we sit and say, God, it don't take all that. He should have been finished 30 minutes ago. Listen. And the Spirit says, Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you? And you got nerves enough to be shouting, oh Lord, oh God, oh I love you Lord, oh I love you. You know what I'm saying? Listen. And the deacon get up and pray, and here you go again. Oh, it don't take all of that. He should be praying to you. He praying to God. And the Spirit says, Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you? Listen. Here we go, getting all out our lanes. Amen. We got some folks that's over this, some folks that are over there. And you are thinking that you can run it all. You up in everybody's business. you got enough business of your own if you pay attention to your own business. And yet you go in church, oh, God, oh, I love you. Oh, God, my soul. Listen, and the Spirit says, Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you? Amen. You be blessed. I'm through.
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huffsmith Corville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, "We are the branch, but He is the vine."